What would you have called for, or what would you call for, as president in asking for sacrifices of the American people?
First sacrifice I'd ask is relating to energy. The need for us to, in fact, change the kind of automobiles we're driving, up the mileage that they're required to have, make commitments that through our tax structure and homes that are built, the way in which we have to limit carbon, cap the amount of carbon that is able to be dispensed into the air, that will have immediate costs that will affect tax structures. But we have to do this. And I think the American public's ready to do it. I think they understand the need to do it. Well, the sacrifice for the war effort is one that I think we should understand that we should pay for this war so we don't send it on. First, we should end the war. That's the first thing. We should end this war. But to the extent that the war continues, we should be paying for the war. And so you cannot have, my dad used to say, if everything's equally important to you, nothing's important to you. And the idea that we say this war is important, yet we're hemorrhaging tax cuts for the very wealthy, and laying the responsibility on the poor and the middle class who are professional army and National Guard and reservists is wrong. So I would change the tax cuts. I would eliminate some of the tax cuts at the top bracket in order to pay for this. It makes sense to pay, not pass it off to our children. I've tried it twice in the Senate. I initially, with the first proposal, asked for a cut of $87 billion from the top brackets in order to pay for the first forced war, and I'm going to be attempting to do that again to pay for this war.